Can't, Emilio taunted.
Sure I can.
Maria gave her little brother a push, but he clung to her like a shadow. Emilio stuck out his lower lip. He was about to get all pouty and pig-headed. She could tell.
You're a girl, he said. So?
Not for the first time. She wished she did not have a 6-year-old hanging on to her like a goatgrass burr.
Girls can't play ball.
Can't too. You don't know anything.
Mama insisted that Emilio was too small to walk to school and back by himself. It was a 40-minute walk if you went fast. In this last month of school, on account of wartime gas rationing, the bus to the farms on the city's outskirts had stopped running.
I'll tell Poppy,
Emilio said. It was always his ultimate weapon.
You do, and I won't share my tin cans with you.
Emilio glared at Maria, but she knew she'd shut him up, at least for now. Emilio was a pack rat. He collected anything and everything, including cans that could be traded in for ration stamps. He was keen to collect the ration stamps, too, except that Mama took those away from him, needing them to feed the family. Around them streamed the ragtag morning crowd of Yuba City public school pupils, chattering and running and bumping into one another. From inside the door, the morning's first bell jangled. Cut grass and turned dirt scented the air around the school on this warm California morning. Maria wound up her throwing arm the way she'd seen Babe Ruth do in the old newsreel at Smith's Theater, the one in which the babe was coaching girls to play ball. The projector got stuck, so the babe taught the same girl her stance over and over again until even Maria wished he would get on with it and show them how to bat. And Poppy was about ready to burst from exasperation. Maria could remember every word Babe Ruth said. Wind up. Wind up. Follow your arm right through. An easy play is hard to make. She gripped her imaginary ball with both hands. She pulled back and let it fly.
Maria!
It was Connie, Consuelo Khan, biggest and bossiest of the 7, count 'em 7, Khan kids. Connie to everyone. Maria and Connie were friends forever. They'd thrown balls at each other and swung at them with dime store bats since they were 6 years old. Both of them came from half-and-half families here in Yuba City, with mothers from Mexico and fathers from faraway India. People called the families Mexican Hindus, even though the fathers were mostly either Sikh or Muslim in the God department. The families joked that they were ada-ada, which meant half-and-half.